This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, it's starting to come out. That's true. Both at home and here.
True statement.
I like it a lot.
The sun is coming.
All right, good morning to you. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, let's get a lot of calls here. As we broadcast today from spring training, Coverage brought to us by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll get to some audio of Jesus Luzardo coming up shortly. Get to know him a little bit. He's obviously going to be a prominent Phil this season. Zach Bond, are you surprised he got so much money? And who should lead off for the Fightin' Phils this year? 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson joins us in an hour at 7:30. Let's get to Kyle calling us from Wayne. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Super.
Good, good. Bill, I wanted to talk about your concern with the Zach Bond signing. So I'd like to think I'm this, you know, not the smartest guy when it comes to understanding the cap, so I kind of surrender to that. But I think, you know, I look at it like this. Every year the Eagles in my lifetime as 30 years old have had a great or good linebacker. We have been pretty much – one of the best teams, if not the best team
in
the NFC.
It's so true. It's so true.
You know, so you got Trotter,
yep.
Bradham that 1 year, Jordan Hicks, and then now, I mean, let's go talk since 2000. And then now Zach Bond, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
Sean Barber in 02, who had a dominant.
Yeah, and T.J. Edwards and Kaiser White in 2022.
Yeah, more Edwards
exactly.
than White.
Of course, yeah.
Yep.
So I think
even Stuart Bradley in 08, they got to the conference finals, and he was really good in 08 before he got hurt.
Loved him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunate the next year. But I think when it comes to that, we know what it's like when we have such poor linebacking play and you can't do anything about it because there's no – once the season starts, there's zero free good linebackers on the market, that you know, available at that time. So you kind of have to figure it out now or in the draft, and I just – I appreciate that they're trying something that they really haven't done before.
Well,
especially
after the Saquon thing, Kyle. I mean, the Saquon thing, and it's kind of like the T.O. thing in 04. When they stepped out of their comfort zone and paid a receiver in 04, when they stepped out of their comfort zone and paid a running back in 2024, you know, it bore a lot of positive results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when it comes to the Phils, is who should lead off. Look, I'm with you. It's not Schwarber's fault, but it's one of those things that I think they just have to switch up. I think if we go into it the same thing this year and we fail and, you know, it doesn't go our way, we know as fans we're not going to be patient with that, right? And I think this is a really, really important year more than ever. I mean, it goes without saying, but I think also for Bryce Harper as well. I mean, look, I mean, there's pressure on him now, right? I mean, Joe, I wanted to come at you yesterday, but I couldn't get on the line. But I think there is a lot of what I envy about Jalen Hurts' ability. But you, it's one thing I just wanted to call out. You were calling out how great Harper was in the you know, DS loss, whatever it may be.
Yep.
You know, you don't seem to do that same thing with how great Hurts was 2 years in the Super Bowl, but...
No, I've talked about Hurts was great in that Super Bowl, and Hurts was great in the conference title game and this Super Bowl. I mean, there's no question about that.
Well, so Harper asked for more money,
I told you I wouldn't give him more money, and I've told you I think it's ridiculous he wants more money. Look, I'll tell you this. There's probably nobody, and I mean this, nobody in the city of Philadelphia harder on Bryce Harper year one than me. Now, I have come to really appreciate him because he's a truly great player and a legit Hall of Famer. But John and James, especially from the Midday Show, can tell you, year one Harper, I was rough.
Way too hard on him.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
he
what
did need to pick it
Harper
up, and that was
right
my
now.
Point. And he did pick it up.
What anyway, year is Harper in right now? Year 11?
Year 6. Oh, in his career. Yeah, he's 11 or 12. Yeah.
That's wild. I mean, hey, Kyle, give me an answer, my man.
14? Mike Angelina says year 14, which is wild.
Crazy. Kyle, give me an answer.
That.
Best nickname ever. Who's got it?
Hakeem the Dream.
Hakeem the Dream. Not
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like Hakeem the Dream. That's a good one. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall right now. Hi, Gary.
Hey, morning, guys. How's Florida doing?
It is gorgeous.
It's great, man.
Gary, just gorgeous.
We're close to Cuba.
Gitmo, you want to go see if Nathan Jessup's available?
Oh, that's right. That's right. How about that? All right, what do you got, Gary?
All right, two things, Eagles and Phillies. Let's start with how he sees them because – you know, we stepped outside the box last year, not only signing a running back, but then we also drafted two corners. And then this year we re-signed a linebacker. I think Howie's really stepping his game up, realizing the situation, and I'm looking forward to the next move. I'm waiting for the next pawn to drop.
Well, here's the only problem I'll tell you on that one, Gary. I think the next series of moves is going to be more about who's out than who's in. I mean, if you really think about it, they redid Saquon, and they got Zach Bond. But I think what you'll hear next week is a lot more guys out than in. A lot more.
Oh, right? That's expected. I understand.
No, that is expected. That's right.
I mean,
John, let me ask the question to John. John, what is the next move for the Eagles? Like, what is it that they actually bring in?
Myles Garrett.
No, they're not going to get Myles.
That's the next move. Now, there have been people on the outside saying, what is Howie doing, moving money around, trying to figure out a way to manipulate things to get room for Myles Garrett.
I mean, it could be 17... room for Milton Williams, just to
Look,
be fair, because that is easier. You don't have to trade for him. You don't have to give
okay.
up.
It also could be
it's
room.
It's all for... pretend money with Howie. It really, I don't know why we wonder and we worry.
Because there's a finite amount of money.
That's $17 million a year. It sounds massive. It is massive. And it's 3 years, 51. Zach Bond, thank you for paying him that much. It feels as though that is oppressively massive for a contract for a guy playing that position.
It's a lot.
But somehow it's going to work. Somehow with Howie has planned ahead for this by 2 years.
Well,
we know that.
Here's the thing, Gary, I'd say, and look, I'm psyched about the Eagles. There's nothing not to be psyched about. I'll say this, though. 2 years ago, to me, is a great indicator that when you have that many great players, you lose a bunch. I mean, guys, 2 years ago, they lost five defensive starters. Not because they wanted to, because that's the way the world works.
And that means that younger players will have to step up. It's exciting to see what these young guys can do. I know what I saw from a guy like Keely Ringo on special teams was he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he'll hit you. I wonder if that translates to being ready for defense yet. I don't know that. It's just he'll have an opportunity to prove himself.
Yep.
And we do certainly have numbers in the secondary. Youth and numbers in the secondary is what we've got right now.
All right, Gary, give me an answer. Best nickname ever.
There can only be one, Joe. The Great One.
The Great One is a great nickname.
That is good.
The Great One, man, that is... And there, I believe, were two great ones. He's talking Gretzky, obviously. But wasn't that Jackie Gleason's nickname?
I didn't know that, really.
I think so. I think he was known as the great
one. So you're saying
not
that
the great one to
you're,
me.
Gretzky's
you're saying,
a ripoff.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. You're saying Gretzky stole the nickname.
I think Jackie Gleason is the great one.
Wow.
I think.
Does that diminish
it's
at
not,
all for you?
Look
at the time. tiniest little baby.
I've never watched any episode of The Honeymooners at all. I've never watched a second.
Especially when there's, especially when one is in the nickname. Like there can only be one.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well said.
You know what Jonesy used to say about Gretzky? Because you know he was the great one.
Yeah.
They're both. We were both born in the same hometown. Jonesy was the next one.
Well, there you go. All right, 215-592-9494 if we're to climb in on everything we're discussing today. Also, Twitter poll question of the day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And you can react on the phone lines to this one. But Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, are you surprised Zach Bond got so much money? 3 years, $51 million, $34 million guaranteed. I was more than surprised. I was shocked. Are you surprised? Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's get to know Jesus Luzardo a little bit. So he was on with the afternoon guys earlier. It was those guys earlier.
Yeah, he was on Monday, I think, or Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
It was a great interview.
Yeah, so Luzardo, you know, going to be in the rotation. Might be their third starter, might be their fourth, might be their fifth. Very talented pitcher for Miami. You might not know, but he started game, 2 years ago. He started game one versus the Phillies in the playoffs in 2023. Phillies won that series in 2 games, best of 3. They won it in 2 games, but
Luzardo pitched pretty well.
Yeah, he was the guy out there at Citizens Bank. He's a talented pitcher. Let's listen to Luzardo looking back to that day. Also, his view of fans. Some interesting stuff from Jesus Luzardo.
You started game one in 2023. What can you kind of remember about walking into Citizens Bank Park that day?
Yeah, I mean, I remember my family was in town. We were walking around. I think I went to Reading Terminal Market, and you could just feel like the energy of the city was alive. And you could just feel, you know, going to the ballpark. And then when I first stepped out to start warming up, you could just hear all the boos just coming from all over the place. And I loved it. I mean, I just, you know, playing that villain role, being, you know, getting booed, there's a reason why they're booing you. So I loved it. I had a great time. But obviously now I'm more excited to be on the home side for it.
Has anyone on the team talked to you about the fans? Because we, you know, we can be great fans and then also we can – we have a history of being difficult if things aren't going our way. Have you had that conversation with anybody yet?
Yeah, I mean, everyone says it. You know, the fans will let you know if you're doing well or you're doing bad.
Yeah.
They'll make sure to let you know. But at the end of the day, I respect it. You know, I mean, I was a fan growing up. You know, I still am a fan of the game and of multiple sports, and I feel the same way, you know. So for me, you know, I like the Dolphins growing up. So I get frustrated when the Dolphins aren't doing well. And so I understand the fan side, and I respect it. You know, if I'm not doing well, I deserve to get booed. So I don't take it to heart, and if anything, it motivates me to be better.
All right, Jesus Luzardo, sounds like a cool dude. James, you follow the intricacies of other teams in baseball more than any of us. Two questions.
Yes. Have I owned Jesus Luzardo in fantasy before? Yes, I have. Wow. Is that your question?
No,
yeah.
Wasn't.
Okay, right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Question one, and it's the most important question.
Yes.
How good is he? And question two, whether he, Ranger, or Sanchez is the five, is it fair to say whoever is the five this year is the best five in the history of the Phillies?
Yes, I would say so. I mean,
better than Vince Velasquez.
Yeah, just slightly
remember
better.
Remember those days, Sean? Vince. By the way, he was like their 3 and 4 at times.
I know. He was their one.
That's
at a
true.
Point.
Their three. He was their three.
He was their one at a certain point in that
like
little run there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But so how good is this Luzardo guy?
So the ceiling is ace. Like, he has ace potential in him. He was the number one prospect in the sport at a certain point. Again, he was the Marlins game one starter in that playoff series. Not that the Marlins have the most talent in the world. But
is it like Wheeler that he had injuries and stuff?
So, no, it's not even that. Like, he had some injuries early on.
Yep.
Got traded from the A's to the Marlins. Has been with bad organizations his entire career so far. And has just not kind of put it all together. He's had flashes. Like, his first half of 2 years ago, would that be 2020, the 2023 season?
Yep.
He was awesome. Like,
well,
he
had to be because the Marlins made the playoffs.
Lights out.
Someone had to help them make
yeah,
the playoffs.
And he had a really good year that year overall. Yep. Was a little down last year. But again, I think we've seen guys get in with this group, with Caleb Cotham and the pitching development staff that they have now. And we've seen great results. I mean, whether it's Chris Sanchez, obviously, I think the biggest success story in terms of taking someone from low down and turning them into something.
Yep.
But what they've done with even the vets, with Wheeler, how he's done with those guys. Obviously, what they've done with Ranger, what they've done with a lot of these bullpen guys, the Hoffmans, the Stroms, all these people, and turning them into what they are.
Yeah.
I have really high hopes for getting Luzardo in here and getting them with, again, he has pitched for the A's and the Marlins. Like, he has not pitched for a great organization before.
Sure.
And now he's coming into a really good spot with really good coaching and a really good team around him. Like, I think the ceiling is really high for Jesus
Luzardo. I like it. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to Zach Bond getting as much money as he did, 51 mil, 34 million guaranteed. Luzardo, who, by the way, did struggle yesterday, gave up 3 home runs and 3 pitches.
It was hard not to laugh through that whole thing with James and not anything. I'm going, anybody who was watching him yesterday was like, what?
The back-to-back pitch thing is bad when it's 3 in a row. That's
A grand slam.
Yeah. And here's what I have to say about that. Who cares? It's spring training.
I agree.
I thought you were going to go with baseball.
No. But like, especially with pitchers, and even more than anything, like, pitchers, they could go out and be like, work on your curveball today, dude. Like, it's spring training. We want you to develop that pitch. And they throw it a lot, whatever that is.
I know.
Like, I don't worry at all about spring training
and
pitching.
Best give up a home run story ever. I didn't know this one till last year when this story made the rounds. Greg Maddux, prime, facing Jeff Bagwell. Got an 8-0 lead. Greg Maddux intentionally throws a bad pitch to Jeff Bagwell. So Bagwell will hit the home run. 8-0 lead becomes 8-1, knowing that later in the season he was going to face Bagwell in a big spot. Bagwell would expect a certain pitch.
Yeah,
and Maddux got him.
Wow. Oh, I love it.
I mean, it's like, it was that.
That's 4D chess right
what
there.
What was the catcher? Perez? Perez, I think the Perez was the guy's name, told that story. The other story Perez told, which I never, ever, ever heard before about Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux, after he would throw the ball, pitch the ball, when he would receive the ball back from the catcher, the way he caught the ball would tell the catcher what pitch he was going to throw.
No way, really?
He would move his glove towards certain sections of his body, and that would tell the catcher what he wanted to throw next.
That's really cool.
Is psychotic.
Yeah, that's really
cool. That is unbelievable. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Mike in Northeast Philadelphia. Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What up, yo?
What up, buddy?
Hey, listen, I'm just, man, talking about Zach Bond. What a relief. I think he's worth every dollar. I think he's a stud. He's going to grow, barring hopefully no injuries. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Howie Long. I mean, he's just one of them guys. He's focused. He's quick, off the line, intense, angry looking.
Howie Long hit the ground running a little earlier in his career.
Zach Bond is so – he's it's freakish.
Yeah.
Zach Bond is able to do things that no one – I haven't seen – I played against linebackers, inside off-ball linebackers. They were not his size, 6'3", 240 pounds, running a 4.3. That is insane. You know what that really is like the freak. You know, when we brought curse. The freak in.
Yeah,
yeah, curse, coming off the edge. No one had seen, I forget, he was similar. He was like he was a 4.3 guy.
Yeah.
That was his speed. Remember how strange that was? I can remember watching tape of Curse coming off one edge and then going and hawking down. I think it might have been against the Giants.
Tiki?
It might have been Tiki Barber. Hawked him down across the field on like a 70-yard run.
You know what was too bad, though, on Curse? The Eagles didn't get the best of him.
I know.
The Titans got the best of
him.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, he was still good here, but he wasn't what he like.
And then injuries set in, too.
Failing.
Yeah. Yeah, but Mike, I think it's very exciting they got Zach Bond back. But again, that money is going to complicate who else they get to. Because that's a lot of money, man. It's a lot of money.
He's worth every penny.
I agree with you. He's worth it.
And now you touched on it, John, about going after Miles. Miles Garrett, that's the final piece.
Yeah.
I think if we get him, and it just you want to tell Miles you want a Super Bowl, then you come to Philadelphia. That's the right place.
All
right, Mike, give me an answer. A great nickname.
Okay, it's something that we all need as human beings to live, and it's the name of the greatest basketball player of all time, hands down, and that is Air Jordan.
Air Jordan's a good
I knew
one
where
too.
He was going as soon as he said it's something we all need to live.
Yeah, that's good.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.